4:30 on Downtown. Time for a little basketball talk. How prepared is John Corrales, a Boston sports journalist? He's already there. He's at the TD Garden, ready for tonight's game. He opened the door for Joe Mazzulla. Hello there, John.
Hey, man. How's it going? Yeah, I'm anxious. This is gonna be a good one. We're here watching the Myers Cato warm up.
Well, yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens tonight. Those Pacers have been a bit pesky for the Celtics this year.
Yeah, they're a good team. They play fast. They play at a pace where I think the Celtics have had a tendency to get wrapped up in how fast Indiana plays, and they end up trying to kind of snowballing, right? The Celtics end up playing. The Celtics do well when they play fast, but when they play too fast, then it becomes problematic to get a little out of control. That's when the turnovers start. And I think that's when the Celtics have had problems against the Pacers. I think that's been the number one thing. So, yeah, it's a tough team. And if the Celtics don't control the pace, this is going to be another tough game.
Will they have Porzingis tonight?
Seems like, as of right now, we don't know. It seems like it's a warm up and figure it out if he's comfortable or not. But last I checked, and I can check right now, he is listed as questionable, and he's looked good. I can tell you this. I saw him a couple days ago walking around, and he was fine. And then yesterday before the game, he went through a workout, and he looked fine. So that's not to say that he didn't feel something in there that they wanted to give him another day. But right now, it's more of a game-time decision.
And I guess that's the luxury of being in the position they're in. They don't really have to rush him back.
Yeah, they're comfortable, right? They've got a four-game lead over Milwaukee, six games over Philly, and New York, by the way, who's caught fire since the OG Anunoby trade. But the Celtics are in a comfortable spot. They've got that depth. They've got guys that can fill in. Luke Kornet's probably going to be out, but like I said, I'm watching the Myers Cato over here get a little bit of a workout in pregame. He's somebody that can fill in and give them some good minutes. So they've got the depth. They got some personnel that can kind of get them through. And obviously when you got Jason Brown, those are guys that can carry you a little bit.
Boy, last night, what was a good lesson for you shooters out there? Keep shooting. Derek White did, and it paid off.
Never lose your confidence, Rich. Never lose your confidence.
Right.
1 of 7, he shot 14%, and then all of a sudden he became a 40% shooter by hitting three straight three-pointers. That one that he hit, I'm sitting there watching him, hit that shot, throw his, hands up in the air, turn around, kind of like thank God that went in type of shot. But it is a lesson in just stick to the plan. I think that's the number one thing out of last night's game. It's as much Derek White should keep shooting the good shots, but it is also as much like Jason Tatum not settling for threes and driving and kind of finishing the game off by getting to the rim and getting to the free throw line. So it's more just always make sure you're taking the right shots, even if those are the shots that aren't falling for you right now, whether you're missing at the rim or missing at the three-point line. If you're doing the right thing and getting the good shots, you will eventually those will fall for you.
Boy, whatever hex he had going, apparently he just threw it down to the other bench because the Pelicans couldn't make a three down the stretch.
Yeah, I was joking around that when Al Horford put the Celtics up six, any multiple of three felt good down the stretch there. And that was, that was the game plan. The Pelicans are not the best three-point shooting team. They have reluctant shooters. And so getting Brandon Ingram to shoot, I think he took six of them or eight of them last night. That's a win because they didn't let him get all the way to the rim. He kind of lived in the mid range and he was forced to take some three pointers that he doesn't want to take. That's the game plan. That's how they want to play. So, when you are, I think in the NBA, nursing a lead or building a lead, if the other team can't hit the three-pointer, you're in a good spot. And no lead is safe in the NBA because three-pointers are so you know, it's so prevalent that even when who they play last?
Pelicans.
Throw a blank there.
Pelicans.
Wow, I can't believe my train of thought just completely derailed, Rich. That never happens to me.
It was going to be. It was going to be good too. I could tell.
3-point shooting when they finally got hot. That's what I was. That was my point. But when they finally got hot, they were able to overcome that deficit and build a lead of their own. Wow, that's my. You know what that was, Rich? That was my first quarter of last night's game.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll be there when we need you down the stretch.
That's right. That's right. I always finish strong. That's the big thing.
Name of the game right there. John Corrales with us here on Downtown. Now, you talked about it on the podcast. Is this Celtics offense too predictable?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of that. You know, people will always say, like, the late game offense gets predictable, and that's something that has to change. But I think there's one element where when they drive and there's any sort of, not even a challenge at the rim, but a challenger, a big that has the potential to maybe challenge a shot, they default to kicking it out all the time. And I think they need to be making better reads at the rim to, you know, sometimes you can finish. Sometimes you can finish through contact. Sometimes you get there and draw a foul. Like the Celtics don't have to drive and kick every time. And I think they're getting into the habit of kicking a little too often. And if I'm the other team, I'm kind of like, for example, in tonight's game, if Miles Turner is around the rim on a drive, I'm telling my wing defenders, shoot down to the corners and get into that passing lane, because that kick out is coming and you're going to pick off a couple of those passes. We can start going the other way. So I think that's something that they need to fix. And it's as simple as making sure that they're making the right reads. If they can kind of fix that little bit, then they're going to be almost impossible to defend.
We've had four guys in the league this year score 70 or more points in a game. Is that a problem for the league?
Look, I'm not a big fan of that many monster scoring explosions. You know, you see on any given night, someone's like capable of scoring 60 or 70 points. Like that's a little much. I'd like to have those explosions remain somewhat special. But I think the league would rather have those than have the other way around. And I think it does need to kind of be dialed back a little bit, because the offense only the but that's a bit much. I think you want to have some level of defense. You kind of want to see down the stretch the excitement build on the defensive end and give those guys a little bit of a chance. So there's going to be a little bit of a crisis. He probably understands that the pendulum has swung a little too far one way. I don't think they see it as a problem necessarily, but we'll downgrade it to a mild issue.
Yeah, is it just a question of officials calling things a little too tightly against the defense?
Yeah, I think some of the stuff can be called. I think you can call some of the stuff against the offense. Like maybe you can call an illegal screen here and there to kind of regulate those. I think if you're not going to allow a defender to have a certain level of contact, then you shouldn't let the big be able to go slide over and ride that screen the way they are able to. And I say that knowing that Al Horford does it, Porzingis does it, every big does it. Mm. But if you kind of fix that, legislate that little bit, just call the illegal screens and force bigs to set more solid screens. And if a defender can get around it, so be it. I think something like that, little thing like that, can kind of help the defense just enough. And, you know, what I like to see 120 to 110 kind of basketball game, but 145 to 130 is like, okay, maybe we'll get down the back just a touch.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Next week, I'll make sure I know who the Celtics are playing.
You are on top of it. I love it. Thanks, John. John Corrales with us on Downtown. 20 minutes to go before the top of the hour.